because of your very important legal mandate to monitor the effective implementation of international human rights treaties at the domestic level. And national human rights institutions, as you know, work to bridge the gap between international and national human rights protection systems with a view to strengthening human rights on the ground. And they can therefore serve as a very important partner to treaty bodies and to this committee in particular by providing info on national situations and also by following up on the work that you do here in Geneva, in country. Generally, the mandate of NHRIs, their mandate and their functions cover promoting ratification and domestication of international human rights treaties. They do human rights and education and awareness campaigns. They can investigate into situations. They handle complaints. They also monitor and report on situations. And they have a mandate and are required to cooperate with civil society, with the United Nations. And as such, their role, we believe, is very important to the work that treaty bodies do, but also this committee in particular. And their role has also been recently highlighted in the context of the Sustainable Development Goals, and highlighted by FOTCD Director Gagnon in her opening address to your session. The fight against enforced disappearances is reflected in the Sustainable Development Goal 16 of the 2030 Agenda to promote peaceful and inclusive societies and to provide the justice for all and build effective, accountable and inclusive institutions at all levels. And in fact, one of the indicators to evaluate states' progress in achieving this goal will include the establishment and the compliance of national human rights institutions with the Paris Principles. So also your work in promoting the establishment and in ensuring the compliance of NHRIs will be very relevant in that context as well. As global alliance of national human rights institutions from all regions of the world, GANRI works to support and to strengthen this role and the contributions of NHRIs. And we do so through our accreditation process, which is carried out under the auspices of the OHCHR and based on the Paris Principles. And we also do so by serving as a platform for our members and our partners to promote the exchange of experiences and the identification of good practices among national institutions. We support and advise them when they engage with the UN and in particular with treaty bodies. And we also support our members when they are subject to threats or acts of intimidation as a result of their mandate activities. Currently, there are about 110 NHRIs worldwide, of which 74 are accredited in full compliance with the Paris Principles. And as you know, we've always welcomed the consideration that this committee has given since its establishment to the role of national human rights institutions to its work, including through your rules of procedures, which make reference to NHRIs, but also in the paper on cooperation between the committee and NHRIs, which has been developed following a very broad and inclusive consultative process with GANRI and with our members. This paper has served and continues to serve as framework for NHRI engagement in the work of this committee, and from the perspective of GANRI, it also constitutes a best practice example for other treaty bodies on how to strengthen cooperation with NHRIs. We also would like to take this opportunity to congratulate the committee for its engagement with victims and their representatives and with civil society, which are critical partners of both the committee and NHRIs on the ground. Let me now share with you 3 points to illustrate how GANRI and its members have been working to implement the paper operation with the committee to support the work that you are doing. First, we advise and we provide assistance to individual NHRIs in close cooperation with the committee's secretariat. Two national institutions on their engagement with the committee. So this helps ensure that NHRIs are informed duly in advance of upcoming reviews and that they benefit from advice about opportunities to contribute at various stages of the process. And we've also established, it's now become an annual program and a training for staff of national human rights institutions in cooperation with OECD and the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung, where we train young professionals of national human rights institutions on the role of NHRIs in engaging with international human rights mechanisms, and includes the work of this committee. Second, we share the committee's call for universal ratification of the convention. And last year, we launched a campaign across our membership to encourage our members, so NHRIs worldwide, to promote ratification of the convention. The feedback we received from our members demonstrates that NHRIs in all regions are carrying out a variety of activities in this regard. For example, from advising the government on domestication of the convention to using, for example, the UPR or other international or international mechanisms as a tool to encourage ratification, to carrying out advocacy campaigns, including in cooperation with civil society, and also they carry out human rights education programs. And also at the international level, at the Gandhi level, this year in March, we had our annual conference, which focused on the role of NHRIs in conflict and post-conflict situations, and also the role that NHRIs play in relation to prevention. And the outcome declaration of that meeting also reiterated a call from our members to universal ratification of international treaties, including the Convention on Enforced Disappearances. And thirdly and finally, we also launched among our members an information campaign whereby we raised awareness among our members about the status of reporting obligations under Article 29.1 of the Convention. And many of our members actually 29.1 of the Convention. And many of our members actually reported back to us that they have engaged with state authorities to address these reporting delays. So as yourselves and the High Commissioner for Human Rights also have launched a ratification campaign with the objective to double the number of ratifications in the next 5 years, we are very much committed to engaging with OECD and with this committee, and also to finding opportunities to work together to promote ratification, and also in continuing to building the capacities of our members and to promoting the exchange of good practices in this endeavor. So we very much look forward to continuing our collaboration and with a view to strengthening implementation of the convention on the ground. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your address.